Open Windows, September the 20th. New capacities and capabilities. The message about the cross is nonsense to those who are being destroyed, but it is God's power to us who are being saved. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 18. Have you got a cross in your history? Have you got a grave in your history? If you have not, then you are dwelling in the shadows. You may get flashes and torches, but they will be fleeting and transient, coming and going. If you have a cross and a grave in your experience, in your history, the Holy Spirit has got what he requires, and it is blessedly possible for you to have the abiding of his risen life, in which all these values are made good, and growingly good. What is the new creation? Well, with it comes first of all a new consciousness. You are conscious that things are new and things are different. It is a new consciousness as to the Lord. You are alive to that to which you were never alive before. In every realm things are the same and yet entirely different. Somehow or other you move in the same surroundings and touch the same people, but there's something new. There is a new consciousness. Things have become different. Not only do we have a new consciousness, but we have a new capacity. The Holy Spirit gives capacities that none of us have by nature. We may by nature be very limited in our capabilities. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we may have capabilities that the best men and women of this world without the Holy Spirit have not got. A truly Spirit-indwelt child of God has capabilities and capacities that no one else has. This very breathing carries with it capacity. Until Adam was breathed into, he had no capacity for all that he was intended to do. But when he became a living soul by the breath of God, he had capacities for knowing, for doing, for understanding. The new creation is like that, with new capacities, capabilities for knowing, for understanding, for doing, that we never had before. No child of God ought ever to settle down and finally accept the position that they cannot in any particular. We should never say in any matter that is presented to us in the will of God, I cannot. The presence of the Holy Spirit means capability and capacity for doing things which we could never do before. And we ought to prove the Lord in that way.